Hello.
Hello. And welcome to the Free Food and Medicine portion of the Medic Monday podcast.
You're wording me out. All righty.
Trying to get my dog to eat the free food that I'm trying to give him.
Right.
So what did we say we're going to talk about this week?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I'm too burdened. I can't catch up with these sheep. They're running away from me.
You're not supposed to be playing games while we're podcasting.
Sorry, I can't play anyways. I can't catch them.
All right, this is inappropriate and unprofessional question, but do you need that number for the dog still, or did you receive it already?
Oh, the picture you sent me?
Yeah, I sent you a picture of the number.
Yeah, I haven't programmed it yet, but I got it somewhere in my phone. Okay.
You want me to send it again? Somewhere. I'm getting ready to delete it. I'm cleaning out my deal.
You're going to send me the picture or send me the actual text?
No, the picture again.
Yeah, send it to me again because I might have lost the original. It's buried. I got to write it down and then punch it in my phone because I can't look at my phone and punch it in my phone at the same time.
I tell you what, I'll send it to you again, and then while it's in the folder, I will type what I see on it and send that.
That might work. I mean, I could do it. It's just when I got it the last time I was driving, and so I couldn't do it while I was driving.
I hear you.
Ah, you scared me.
What the heck? There we go. Aw, oh, come on. Stop that stuff.
You know what's funny? Mysterio Legacy is more brutal than Brutal Age. But Brutal Age has brutal music, and Mysterio Legacy has peaceful music. And the name Brutal Age makes it sound brutal, but it's not really that brutal. It's more, it gets old and boring. Where Mysterio Legacy, well, it gets boring too, but it's more hostile. It's more aggressive, more evil.
Okay, that's pretty bad. I'm not sure about the number. So I'll send you what I'm pretty sure it is, followed by with what it potentially could otherwise be.
Yeah. And that lady has what kind of dogs?
Pyrenees crossed with Lab.
Oh, okay. If she still has them.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm pretty sure it was a accident.
Oh, yeah. Who wants one of those?
And the spelling of the town, I'm not sure of, but I know roughly where it is. It's on the county line, basically.
All right, so
okay, now that that's off to you, I can go back to cleaning out.
Once I get my dog in a safe place, I will log off.
You know, I did enjoy going down and getting dogs out of the depth.
In West 2, you can't do that.
Really?
Yep.
How do you get dogs then?
You gotta go into the underworld.
Hmm.
Which is dangerous. Or at least it can be.
Well, okay, yeah, I'd get them there too. So.
Yeah, but the reason you can't get them unless you go into the underworld is because you remember how in West 1 certain people blocked off Gale to where nobody can get in, namely Bella and Barr.
Right.
Well, they essentially did that in West 2. Now, the updates made it to where they can't do it on the perimeter. So they did it just inside the perimeter.
Right.
So you could walk around the perimeter, and you could put in a staircase going down, but once they discover you have it, they're going to come and destroy it, so you can't go down.
Right. But it doesn't take much to put in a stairwell and do your stuff, and then rope your way back out.
Yeah, it just costs 1 gold and, 200 brocks?
All right. How much you get for selling dogs?
I guess I could sell the dogs for 2 gold.
Right. And I could easily walk out of the underground with a couple dozen dogs. So, unless they discovered me while I was doing it.
Well, maybe not that many dogs, but yeah.
You know. Now, there at the end, people are stealing my dogs from our own group. I'd bring them up. You know?
True. Yeah, I've been training. I've been going into the underworld looking for dogs because I can't go on to the underground. But
yeah, so I'd go down. I'd bring up a bunch of dogs. And then I'd take one dog at a time. I'd create a new character, take one dog at a time over to Noobsville, and train up the dog. Until my character got too high a level and couldn't stay in Noobsville anymore.
There you go.
You know, but I could train up 2-3 dogs before my character got too high a level. You know. I don't know.
Yep.
Is there a time limit or something for Noobsville? I forget. But
no.
Yeah,
it's
so
an
it's
age
like.
Limit. Once you're level 10, you can't go back.
Right. And you said it's an age limit, so it's like, you know, I forget exactly how it works on your leveling, but you know, if I did notice that even if you're not trying, you tend to go up in level.
Right.
You know, if you're just doing minimal stuff, just getting by, you tended to go up in levels in Noobsville. And you know, when I'm training dogs, I'm just trying to get by. And occasionally I have to save the dog, and that resulted in you going up in levels. You know?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, but there's a good way to make yourself go back down. Just die.
Right. But then you have to run back to retrieve the dog before somebody else does.
Well, no, the dog has a certain loyalty for so long.
Yeah.
They made the loyalty last longer now.
Ah. Okay. Well, then it'd be highly doable. I could stay low level forever then.
Pretty much.
And walk out of there with a real high level dog. Did they increase the level at which a dog can reach?
Do what?
Well, I would max out dogs in Noobsville. And it'd take no time at all to max them out. You know, so then the only problem is getting the dog past the bullies before I could take it to my kennel. You know, I forget the name of the, what's the place where people go and hide because the bullies can't kill you there?
Oh, Wellington.
Wellington, yeah. I had my main kennel in Wellington, and again, built by noobs, so it was cheaper. And then yeah, just kind of packed the dogs in there. And then I'd take them over to Gale to sell them. So. That or make arrangements to meet people. And most people that I made arrangements to meet, they did good by me. So.
Yeah.
I forget what the level is. Was it max? They maxed out at level 10 or something like that? I forget.
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah. So. It's like, hey, I got this maxed out dog. Who wants it? Me. Where we meet. Okay.
Yosemite. So,
anyway,
free food and medicine.
Yep, we rabbit trailed a long way from that subject.
Yeah, Mr. Legosia. So I can use this hammer. Yep, cool. Don't need that right now. And I got feathers. I might keep those so I can make arrows and practice my bow hunting. All right, I'm ready to go back underground. I bought some Chinese lanterns so I can warp out of there if I have to.
Right.
Just kidding. They're not Chinese lanterns. But I take my dog for protection because it's a level 10 dog. Or I call it level 10, but it's level 10 armor. Anyways, okay.
Yeah.
So what did we talk about last time?
I have no clue.
Parasites.
Oh.
Like a parasite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to crawl all over you like a parasite. Think of all the
yes,
good things we can do. Oh, guess what? He's got in here under pink lemonade, staghorn sumac.
There you go.
That's what I used to call it, pink lemonade.
Yeah, you call them lemon bushes, too. Call them red lemons or something like that. I forget.
Yeah.
Took me a while to figure out what the hell is he talking about.
Pepper substitute, dotted smartweed, papaya seeds, and regular smartweed.
Right.
All right. Probiotics. Bananas. Burdock. Cabbage. Chicory. Dandelion. Root. Elecampane. Jerusalem artichokes. Licorice. Wild. Nettles, oak grass, seaweed, and yucca, the Joshua yucca.
Yeah, I wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, here's one for Prepper, because she's always worried about radiation. Alfalfa,
right.
Apples, astragalus, bamboo, calendula, cilantro, fennel, ginseng, grass, which I assume that's front yard grass, I don't know, seaweed, and tulsi, T-U-L-S-I.
Well, now I can't say it. Spell it again.
T-U-L-S-I.
Oh. Then I don't know what it is. There's tule grass in California.
Oh, that's a different...
Plant.
That wasn't...
Yeah.
Included in grass, that was in addition to grass.
Right. Yeah, I was just wrong plant. I thought you were talking about this. It looks a lot like cattails, but it doesn't have the cattail flower. And there's a rabbit trail, but the local Indians used to make canoes out of it because it floats so well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyway. But yeah. This is something else entirely. So.
Well.
So I'd have to look at that to see what tulsi is.
But that's not a free food or medicine. That's free building material.
This is true. Well, it was edible. I remember looking it up.
Oh, there you go.
But it doesn't grow here. But it'd be neat if it did, because we could make some canoes and some rafts out of it, and if the local authorities confiscated it from us for not having them licensed, we'd just make another. Tell them to go blow off. Anyway,
that, he doesn't have the Chinese lantern plants in his book.
Right.
And it's a free food and medicine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking it might be under a different name.
This is true. It's closely related to tomatillo, which is basically like a Mexican tomato that has a husk around it. You know, so those are like domesticated Chinese lanterns. Some people call them ground cherries.
I looked under that. That's not on there. I'm looking for tea.
Well, let me take advantage of internet on my phone.
Okay, this
is a rabbit trail. I want to conduct an experiment. Tell me if you can hear this. Okay, you can't hear it because it refuses to play. Never mind. I push the play button and it gives me about a half a second of her voice, and then it quits. So.
Dang darn, did I? Let me look under P.
All right.
Might not be able to look under P because my book got wet. Okay, nope. Strawberry. There's a strawberry ground cherry. You see if it's under that. Now, I think the reason why some of the things are not... Oh, I can't even read that page.
Well, I'm sure you didn't have time to look up everything.
64. Well, this book is designed to be worldwide edible plant guide. So it's not going to have very many regional type plants. It's more designed for plants that grow everywhere. Now, there are some regional plants in here, like seaweed, for example, which does not grow in Missouri. But and like certain desert plants that you can only find in the desert. There are some regional plants in there, but most
okay, they have
of
the-
everything.
I thought
most everything in this book should grow worldwide.
Okay, I found one. It's the most common one growing on our land. And this guy calls it the Virginia ground cherry. And its scientific name is Physalis Virginiana. It's Physalis, and then Virginiana is Virginiana. He's got the scientific name in there. You might find it that way.
I already looked up that one. I found that scientific name via Google.
Anyway,
that last word, that last word that I read for radiation, TULSI,
yeah,
is also known as holy basil.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
Oh,
it's an
for radiation was
anti-inflammatory.
another thing. This is not a free food or medicine, but I believe zeolite is known for. I have to look that up in order to verify, but I believe that that's one of the things that's known for sucking radiation out of you.
What is zeolite?
They use it for. You can buy it in the health food store in capsules. And it's pretty expensive to buy it that way. But you can get it pure at places that sell you stuff for horses. And it's used for freshening their stalls. You just spread it around their stalls and it soaks up all the toxic shit. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, you know those little tiny beans that we have growing on the land? Those little tiny, like, pea pods?
The
You're
ones that
curious what
break
they
up,
were?
they
Yeah.
break up and you got the individual pods stuck to your pants.
No, no,
Yeah,
no.
what about them?
It's not those.
Oh.
Just real skinny little bean pods or pea pods. It's got little tiny seeds in them. It's a mustard plant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Which one?
I don't know. They grow all over the land. I've seen them, and I thought that's what you was curious about on the quarry.
Oh, they got the black bean pods.
Black bean pods? Well, I don't know. These are more brown.
Yeah, I'm not sure that those, I'm not sure what family those are in. Okay, here they're talking about using zeolite for heavy metal detox. Let me see.
Well, we had this guy posting a whole bunch of non-herbal stuff on our Discord. So we have things. I don't know if we have zeolite on there, but he posted a bunch of things. Cheap pharmaceutical alternatives, which was useful, but I wanted him to focus on herbal stuff. And I told him, I says, okay, that's cool that you're posting things you can get from the vet for $5 that would cost you $500 at the pharmacy. That's a cool alternative temporary solution, but we're looking for natural long-term solutions. So if you can, please also post, some herbs. If you find a pharmaceutical alternative that's cheaper, look up some herbs that would also go with it, to contribute to the free food and medicine concept. But he just kept posting cheaper pharmaceutical alternatives. It's like, that's not what we're here for.
Right.
But he was also posting a whole bunch of New World Order stuff that belongs on the Scrap Gov Scrap podcast. But he didn't want to join the Scrap Gov Scrap Discord. He wanted to post Scrap Gov Scrap topics on free food and medicine. And so I reprimanded him, and then he quit the group.
Right. Okay, so here's. Okay, so basically, I'm looking at this site, contrary to what you just said. This is about zeolite, and zeolite is basically a natural, it's a natural mineral of volcanic origin. Basically, its structure, it looks like the way it works is the same way that activated charcoal works. It's got lots of micropores and stuff like that. And so it just naturally filters out heavy metals, which would get radioactive substances out of you as well, because those tend to be heavy metals.
You eat those, or you wear it around your neck?
You would eat it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, that would be a free food and medicine. It's not a plant. It's a rock matter, but it still works.
For it to be free for you, though, you'd have to be in a place where lots of it had been deposited. So basically, this isn't really a free food and medicine, so I apologize for that. But you can get it cheaply. You can get a 50-pound bag of it for cheap.
There you go. Well, it's still a free food and medicine, even though it may not be free. If you live in that area, it's free. But if you don't, you're going to have to buy it, you know. Or find somebody who will barter with you. But the topic is natural medicines that you can find in the wild.
And this is natural.
Right. And our listener some of our listeners might live there, so they might be able to get it for free. Or distribute it for almost free, a small profit.
I'll say that.
Free meaning God gave it to us for free, and we just got to go out and find it.
Right. You're not going to find activated charcoal for free either. You might be able to make some.
Either make it or buy it.
Yeah, as I understand it, making activated charcoal is relatively difficult for the common person to do. But you can make charcoal that's good enough.
Right.
It's just you'll have to take more charcoal than activated charcoal.
Just cook your food on the grill and you'll have charcoal in your food.
Maybe. Anyway,
or sprinkle it on your food, then you'll have
it. The ash is actually good for you.
Do what?
Wood ash is actually good for you to eat. If you're cooking on an open fire and you're getting wood ash in your food as a result, that's high in minerals and it's good for you. And it'll actually reduce the amount of salt you need. So, just saying. That's free food and medicine. Zeolite and charcoal, you might want to go and purchase those, but you don't have to, and you can make your own charcoal. It's the difference between charcoal you make yourself and activated charcoal is the activated charcoal will have more and smaller holes in it, and therefore you wouldn't need as much. But, so you can't get a hold of activated charcoal. Just double or triple the amount of charcoal that you take in for whatever, it's a detox item, all right? As long as it doesn't smell of smoke anymore, then you've pretty well burnt out all the volatile fluids and anything that'd be toxic out of the wood already. If it doesn't smell anymore, if you can't smell smoke, you don't see any smoke, it's about as activated as you can make it, and it's good to go. So just dump it in water and break it up and put it in capsules and use that. But that said, you can probably get activated charcoal relatively cheap. Zeolite you can definitely get cheap. Any place that sells supplies for horses and things like that, you can get a big 50-pound bag of zeolite for next to nothing. Whereas you go to the health food store to get the exact same stuff, just read the label and make sure it's 100% zeolite, that they didn't add perfume or anything like that to it. Cause sometimes they do. All right. Sometimes they put in filler. Just make sure there's no fillers. Just make sure it's 100% zeolite. And, You know, as opposed to paying $15 for a small pill bottle, that same $15 will get you a huge amount of straight raw zeolite. I forget how much it costs, but when I was on my mom's farm, I bought a big bag of zeolite for that very purpose. So anyway, why was she concerned about radiation?
She's got a tablet.
She got a what?
She's paranoid. She's got a tablet and whatever, and she's just
She's concerned about the radio waves coming through the atmosphere. Okay.
Yeah, she's always
zeolite
worried
activated
about...
charcoal is not going to help her with that.
No. She's worried about radiation in her body. She may not be able to block it with that stuff, but she wants to be able to get rid of it.
Right. If you swallowed a radioactive substance, then these are the things that will help get it out of your body quickly. Right, and you do want that out of your body. If you're being exposed to things like microwaves and Wi-Fi and X-ray machines and stuff like that, activated charcoal and that aren't going to help you. Some of that... some of that you just need to keep it away from your body. I mean, I really don't like being in the same room with a microwave. But I've got 3 cell phones I play with all the time. So that kind of makes me a hypocrite because I'm sure they put out more radiation than the microwave does. I mean, I haven't felt warm standing next to a microwave, whereas a cell phone held in my hand, I can feel my hand warming up. And that's straight on radio waves cooking me.
Pretty much.
You know. So just saying. You know.
Just saying.
As far as that goes, don't put it up to your ear. And don't carry it in your breast pocket like I used to. And guys who've got that belt clip so you can carry your phone with you on your belt, that's affecting your ability to reproduce.
Which might be a good thing.
Well, it's also potentially giving you prostate cancer and things like that.
Which would be a bad thing.
Yep. Yeah, they've... You know, women who stick it in their bra, they find these really funky cancer tissues. They're the exact shape of the antenna of the phone that they were carrying there.
Right.
Because they keep carrying the phone in the same location. You know, they find a comfortable place, and they keep putting it there. And so the antenna is always touching the same part of their breast. And then they end up with this funky rectangular with a pattern in it. Cancerous tissue. Like, gee, I wonder what caused that. Must be the frickin' cell phone. With its little funky square antenna. You know?
Right.
You know? So, yeah, don't... I mean, it's a cell phone. So you can carry it around with you. But don't really, you know. Bring it with you, put it in your car, but don't put it on your person, you know. You know,
Leave it in the car when you're in a grocery store. They'll do a couple things because, you know, they don't need special software to do contact tracing. All right. So they'll be frustrated. They'll know you were in the parking lot, but they won't know who you got within 30 feet of or whatever. You know. But then again, they might think that you got within, you know, 6 feet of the guy who drove the car next to you because they pass your door while they're going to their car.
Right.
Like, so it'll mess up their statistics big time.
Which is good.
Anyway. Yeah. I don't know. Get yourself a lead box and stick your phone in it. So
that'd be good, too.
Yeah. I'm not sure that would stop it. Lead does stop some forms of electromagnetic radiation, but not all forms. I think the best one for the radiation that a nuclear bomb gives off is get down in the bottom of your pool. You know, have about 6 feet of water between you and the nuclear blast. You know.
Yeah, I'm not sure, so. But I think that's the. She's basically just worried about cell phone type radiation. And you can.
Yeah, the answer to that is.
You can heal yourself from that kind of radiation.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Charcoal may not help, but that holy basil will.
Yeah, so it's. Yeah, heal the tissue, repair the tissue. You know. Don't do things like, I mean, people wear sunscreen to protect themselves from the sun, but the truth is all they're doing is they're protecting themselves from the body's warning that you've been out in the sun too long.
Right.
And so, you know, basically two major wavelengths of ultraviolet light that we're concerned about, and sunburn basically is a reaction to the less harmful form of ultraviolet light, and it's basically telling you it's time to get out of the sun. All right, if you're in the sun so long that you're getting sunburn, it's time to get out of the sun so that you don't get more damage. And then so people put on SPF 50 and they stay out in the blazing sun all day long because they don't get sunburned. And so they get cancer, they get skin cancer because they basically block the body's ability to tell that it's been out there too long.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. So. Do like the Muslims do. Cover up.
Cover up.
you know. Use your speakerphone. You know, I'm sure Kano's using something that I'm going to tell you don't use. Don't use that Wi-Fi earphone.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, don't use that Bluetooth earphone. Because that's basically the same frequency range that the cell phone uses to communicate with the cell tower. And you're putting it right up to your head. You're putting it in your ear. It's practically in your skull. And you're firing it off. So.
Yeah, if I use it too much, it gives me headaches.
Yep. Well, that's probably because it's widening your ear canal, but still. Here's a nice experiment for you to conduct. If you've got one of those things for your car alarm, all right, test it for its maximum distance, all right? And then when you get just beyond its maximum distance, put it up to your head and then push the button. The water in your head will literally act as an antenna and amplify the signal of your little clicker thing. And so you'll be able to activate the phone. Yeah, you'll be able to activate your car alarm from a greater distance. Now, do you really want to use your head as an amplifying antenna? The answer is no.
Why not? Yes.
Yeah, so... now you can do the same thing with a gallon of water.
That's annoying.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Open your mouth and eat it.
Tasty.
Yeah, it's strange, but if you snap at a fly with your mouth, they tend to fly away and stop bugging you.
I'm gonna get some fly tape.
But I'd hate to successfully catch one that way.
Yeah, that would suck.
Oh my. Off-subject question? No, I'll ask you. I'll call you after the podcast. Never mind.
What's that?
No, I'll call you after the podcast. It's really off-subject.
All right. So, let's see. We got 10 minutes. Chinese lanterns are really yummy. They're like the miniature version of the tomatillo.
Yep.
They grow
I
wild.
I believe they're very high in vitamin C. So it'd be really easy to get the runs from eating too many of them. But they are very tasty.
Yeah, I can only eat so many of them. But they are really good. I don't get the runs. I just get an upset stomach. They bother me if I eat too many.
They're like a cousin to the tomato. And they taste sort of like a candied tomato crossed with some fruit. You know, and it really depends on what variety of Chinese lantern you're getting hold of, because there's a lot of them. I mean, there's some that have leaves, there's some that have smooth leaves. There's even one that we won't touch. Kano and I, well, I'm leery of it. I don't know. Kano may have gotten over it. It's the one that's greasy.
Oh, I can
but
eat it.
Do you eat those? Yeah, I won't touch them. They're just too greasy.
They
give me the willies.
Greasy, grimy gopher guts.
Yeah, they give me the willies. They probably taste great, but they give me the willies just because they all this sticky grease is stuck to my hand whenever I touch them, and it's like I don't want to put that in my mouth. So,
they're tasty. You
know. Are they?
No, I don't know. I mean, I've eaten them. They don't really bother me, but they're not my favorite for a similar reason. But
yeah, I mentioned some Amish guy, and he said, oh, those are poisonous. But all the books I read say that, you know, if they got a husk, and the husk isn't tight to the cherry, then they're edible. If there's no husk or it's tight to the cherry, don't eat it. That said, tomatillo, which is closely related, often burst the husk right open. So, but those are edible. So,
I think it just all depends because everybody's different, every plant's different, and different
right.
plants react differently with different people.
So should I give my basic instruction for how to tell something's good for you or not? Or, you know, edible for you or not? You run across a new plant?
Yeah, if it makes you sick, don't eat it.
Yeah, if it makes you sick, don't eat it. This is what my grandmother taught me. All right? You run across a new plant, and you're not sure if you can eat it or not, you know, but you think you think it probably is okay. Take a really, really small pinch of it, put it in your mouth, chew on it, spit it out. All right? Let it be the only new thing you eat that day. All right? Nothing else. All right? And you're not even eating it. Okay? So if you're fine, the next day, take a little bit more. Oh, well, you're supposed to let it soak on your tongue for a little bit and then spit it out. All right? Okay, so next day, take a little bit more, you know, not a huge amount, but not even a bite. You know, just take a little bigger pinch, chew on that, and swallow it. All right? If you're still fine the next day, then take a larger sample and do the same thing. If you can handle that, then it's probably okay for you. Now, that said, I wouldn't go overboard on any new food. You know, just, I would, you know, from there, I'd just take it easy and do samples of it and see how I went. Okay?
Don't be like Kano.
Yeah. Who eats the flowers off of asparagus. And I was told the berries were poisonous, so I was kind of concerned that the flowers be poisonous too. But that said, most flowers are perfectly edible even if they're on a poisonous plant, so
most.
You know. Do-do-do.
Hemlock, maybe not.
Yep. 5 minutes to go. Where do they find us?
Go down the road.
Where do they find us and how do they get there?
Free food and medicine.org. And there
Alrighty.
You can find our Facebook and our Discord and whatever else we might be doing in the future. We got a free video site there where you can watch and or post videos on free food and medicine. I haven't uploaded my stuff there yet, but one day I might maybe get around to it. I don't know. But if you got some free food and medicine stuff you want to share, feel free to share it at freefoodandmedicine.org/videos. If that doesn't work, just go to freefoodandmedicine.org and click on videos, and it'll take you there.
Sounds good.
Marcus Rothkranz is at freefoodandmedicine.com. And if you want to give us commission for anything you buy, make sure you go to freefoodandmedicine.net, which is my affiliate link to Marcus Rothkranz's website. And I guess that's it. We're not really doing Facebook anymore. David doesn't do Facebook anymore, and I'm getting away from it.
Yeah. And to be honest, Go ahead.
I'm probably only going to be using it for the marketplace, but I was basically advertising, you know, different things on their groups and basically like this podcast and stuff, but I'm about sick of Facebook, so I'm going to quit. I've already post the notifications on my Facebook pages and walls and stuff that I'm looking for a new home, a new Facebook. I got one game that requires me to have Facebook to secure my account. So that's really the only thing keeping me logging into Facebook. Otherwise, I could give a dang darn diddly anymore.
I got a couple of those, and I haven't bothered to secure my account.
Yeah, I know.
So at some point, I'll probably contact the games and say, hey, don't have Facebook, don't want Facebook, won't use Facebook. So now what? And the games were probably written by Facebook, and they'll probably say, well, okay, then we're going to delete your account.
Right. You don't want Facebook? Well, Facebook don't want you. Peace out.
Yeah, delete there you go. Yeah. I'll say this, though. Facebook has opened it up so you can actually go and look at people's stuff on Facebook without signing up. All right. So, so that's cool. I guess there's too many people like me out there who, Facebook account holders were getting upset because people like me were telling them, I can't see your stuff.
Right.
Like, you sent me this link, and I can't see it. Well, why not? I don't have a Facebook account. Well,
yeah,
get
but
one.
In a Facebook group, you still can't see it. But if you have if it's a Facebook like page or a profile that's not marked private, you can actually see it without being a member.
Yeah, nobody sent me a group thing yet. So when that happens, I guess they'll have to complain about that to Facebook. So.
Well, most people mark their groups private. That keeps scammers out, or helps to keep scammers out.
I wonder if it helped keep the Facebook itself from scamming them and saying, oh, you can't do that because it's against our policies.
No, it doesn't work. I've been in Facebook jail for posting things in my groups and like pages
in your private
and
group.
Personal. Yeah. My private, not so private group. Yeah.
That sucks.
I get censored a lot. I get put in jail a lot. The last one, I don't even know what they flagged me for. I posted something on our farm page. And I have no clue what I got flagged for because they told me, oh, you got flagged for violation of terms of service. Well, what did I do? Well, we're not going to tell you. You just got flagged for doing something wrong, but you're not allowed to know what you did wrong. Just don't do it again.
That's what Discord did to me. And then, then just recently they're checking on me and saying, can we close this ticket because it looks like your account's active and whatever. And I said, I told them, listen, I don't use your service anymore because you deleted my account without even telling me why, other than saying that I violated terms of service. But you didn't tell me which term of service I violated, and you didn't give me any opportunity to defend myself, and basically you destroyed all of my contact with various groups that were important to me. Because, you know, these were groups that were discussing political matters, these were groups that are discussing legal stuff, yes, I was in contact with a lot of people that did games and stuff like that, but I mean, this was, these were social issues at all that I had contact with, and if ever I sign up for Discord again, it will be with two accounts. One will remain silent, but it will be invited to every group I ever go to and will be privy to everything I do on Discord so that I will have a record of all my contacts. You know?
Right.
And, So I'm disheartened because basically the problem is it's a centralized service. You're in somebody else's house. Now, the U.S. government in the past had ruled that such agencies, such as malls and supermarkets, count as a public forum. And the mall and the supermarket and stuff like that, you know, going out to their parking lot, they're not responsible for what you do out there as far as free speech goes. All right? And I think that's part of the reason why Trump was going after some of these places is because they were violating your free speech rights by telling you you can't do this, that, or that, or the other as far as communication goes. It's like this. Either you are a news agency and therefore responsible for what's said, or you are a open public forum and not responsible for what people say. Can't have it both ways.
I want my cake and I want to eat it too. Yeah.
Well, the truth of the matter is they're kind of picking and choosing. And they got to be one or the other. They can't do a mixture of both.
Right.
You know?
Kind of like feminists. I want equal pay and all the good stuff, but he still has to pay for everything. Dinner, movies, the house, car, and I get to do whatever the hell I want to do with my money, but he's got to support me and take care of me. But I got to make as much money as he does.
Right. I want equal outcome and complete freedom of choice on how I do things and whatever, but he still needs to be limited to the traditional roles.
Right. Except for the fact that he's the head of the house. Now I'm the head of the house.
Well, yeah, that's where the contradiction comes into play.
Right.
But I kind of disagree with the head of the house thing myself. I think when you get married, you're supposed to be two equals working together.
Oh, yeah, well.
You know.
Yeah. President and vice president, will be, not president and employee.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Supposed to be side by side, not one following the other.
Right. And that's what I meant by head of the household. He's the president, she's the VP. Unless he chooses to be the VP, then he can make her the president. It don't matter.
Right, and there's often division of responsibilities in the household. And I tried to do that in my household. You're going to laugh. I was better at cleaning house than my wife was. And so I took on that responsibility. All right.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but just what you see around the farm doesn't fit that description.
Oh, definitely not. You need to get back to your house cleaning abilities.
Trust me, I'm working on it. But anyway, we're in overtime.
So. I stepped on something and I got.
So should we conclude this and I call you back in about 2 seconds after we hang up?
Give me 3 seconds.
Yeah. I kind of forgot why, though. Oh, well. I'll call you tomorrow when I remember.
Alrighty. I'm in the underworld looking for dogs and cats because I can't go to the underground.
They got cats now? Oh, I got to play.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not going to play. I don't care. I'm not going to play. I don't have too much time and I got too angry.
No, I know. I don't play very often. But in West 1, I got two cats. And in West 2, I got one dog. And Drafter pretty much maintains everything. In West 2, in Cat's Game, pretty much maintains everything. In West 1, I just log on every once in a while to help out.
How often would I have to log in all my characters in order to maintain them?
Once a year, so you've already lost all your characters.
Yeah, I understand that. Once a year.
Yeah.
I could probably handle that.
Yeah, I'd do it twice a year at least, but yeah.
Yeah. I could probably handle that. Because I'd create about 100 thing ones and thing two, thing three, thing four.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I don't hardly ever play anymore. I'm just leveling up my I don't build anything anymore. I got my alts in Wellington where they can't be killed. And except by a creature. But they only log on while my stronger character is around, so they don't got to worry about dying by a creature. And they only store my materials. So they don't got to be very strong or do anything. And I'm just leveling up my character. Mostly just I'm waiting for Parallel Origin to come back online. Once that happens, I won't be logging into this game anymore. But I'm getting bored with Brutal Age.
I should get on Parallel Origin to see if my character still exists.
You can't. Nobody can get on Parallel Origin.
Oh, it's dead right now?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Server's down.
Oh.
That's why I'm at Mysterio Legacy.
Remind me next week to mention this, but this belongs on Scrap Go Scrap. There's a number of free speech sites, forums, trying to think of the name of this one video site. It's an alternative to YouTube. And they do not limit your freedom of speech. But the powers that be attacked them by their server basically told them, you got a week to find a new home.
Oh, yeah.
And they successfully found one, but, I mean, for somebody who's providing a means of you posting videos that YouTube won't allow, because it contradicts the coronavirus agenda, you know, that's pretty harsh.
Pretty much.
You know, so, you know, basically they're not going after the people who are providing it. They're going after the people who provide them service.
Right. Well, yeah, that's just like Discord. That's probably why Discord shut down, what was it? Ice Age Farmer. Because they were getting too loud. You know, Discord may not be censoring people. The government may be after going after them to censor people. See, the government used to say, oh, you're not responsible. You're not reliable. Now they're saying you are responsible. You are reliable.
Right. So Trump may be going after people who are gone after by other branches of the government. But then again, I don't think, you know, Twitter has a specific order to shut up Trump from the government.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's the president, so it's going to be hard to shut him up. And
well, Twitter was shutting him up.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, I mean, if somebody in the government was telling Twitter to block the president, all they'd have to do is go to the president and say, hey, we're being ordered by the government to not listen to you.
Unless they are part of the group that wants to shut him up.
Yeah. Please fire these people.
Well, yeah. See, if Twitter was a free speech, you know, if Twitter was conservative, then they wouldn't be shutting Trump up. I wouldn't exactly call Trump conservative, but he's more conservative than not.
That's an example of if Twitter didn't want to do it, they had a very perfect and easy way of shutting down the people who are trying to shut them down.
Right. But Twitter's been going after conservatives for a long time.
Right. So why not go after them in a big, bold way? But again, that belongs on Scrap Goes Scrap, not on Free Food and Medicine. And
that's true.
We're overdue, so.
But Big Brother doesn't want you to know about Free Food and Medicine either, so.
Nope, they don't.
They're intertwined. But, yeah, we try to keep that topic on our Scrap Go Scrap podcast. So if you like that topic, check out scrapgovscrap.com. All right, so long.
Bye, folks.